Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He has the rock at the logo. Middle of the floor. Uses a Joker screen. Fades at the mid post. Left side. Kicks it back to Joker. Rips the net for three. His first make from downtown in two tries. He has 14. 13 seconds to go. Shot clock off. 104-93 is the count. And it will end there. And the Nuggets will take the 1-0 lead in these 2023 NBA Finals. They have won all four of their game ones this postseason, all here at Ball Arena. They came in the first three, outscoring their opponent by an average of 17, and they'll win this one by 11.
Felt great. I think everybody felt great. Missed some shots, didn't get back a little bit, but overall, I feel like everybody's win was good. Everybody was moving well. We just lost the game.
Hey, man, you're in the finals. Everybody should be feeling good, and it's not just one game. It is the first one to win four. So it goes as one loss last night. That's what it is. We'll do it again Sunday night, game two. See what kind of adjustments that Eric Spoelstra can make, number one, and see if Tyler Hero gets some playing time, can have any impact on this series after being out. What did he get hurt in the very first game of the playoffs? So see if he can get it rolling and get something out of him and see what kind of adjustments are made and which players. There are a lot of guys that had some rough games last night. We haven't said that in a long, long time. Guys have all, except for Bam. Bam Adebayo was just fantastic last night, 26-13. So I guess we'll leave him out of today's conversation. But Jimmy Butler, 13 points. And then the struggles of a lot of other guys that played. Caleb Martin, 1-for-7. Strus, 0-for-10. And Duncan Robinson, 1-for-6. Just a few of the guys that struggled last night. And we got spoiled, man, with this real good three-point shooting. And we've had a bunch of it. Not so good last night. 13 of 39. And the Nuggets, by the way, they did a lot of great things last night. They shot 50%. One thing they didn't do well, they didn't shoot threes very well. Matter of fact, the Heat got back in the game late because they couldn't make threes. And finally, somebody said, hey, well, can we go back inside, please, and just take the twos? They're there for you, man. And they did and ended up getting a double-digit win. But the Nuggets were 8 of 27 on three-point shots. So not a great night for them shooting a three either. But Heat, a lot of different parts of this game. And, yes, Jimmy Butler's got to play a lot better. We can't have Jimmy Butler with 13 points. But your three-point shooting, you've had some games where you're shooting. I think, what'd they have, three games in the Eastern Conference Finals, at least 50% three-point shooting. Going to need some of that. Going to need it. And so, a couple of days off and then right back at it on Sunday. We got some baseball this week. We got a lot of baseball. Marlins in town, of course, you just heard. And the Canes open their regional play tonight at 7 o'clock in Coral Gables. If you want to shoot down there and watch some baseball. And when's the other game, Woody? When's the Texas game? Did you tell me 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though, Joe. We're expecting a little rain right around 2 o'clock today.
Yeah,
yeah, it is two.
They're pretty accurate on that. There might be a,
oh,
those guys as far as those storms.
The weather people.
In, yes.
Well, I don't think it's that hard to predict now.
So anyway, there might be a few delays in some baseball. We
well,
know
that's okay. You go underneath, you get a milkshake.
Okay.
You're a milkshake man, right?
Nope. Used to.
Yes, you are.
I used to. I do like them.
Oh, you're a healthy man now. I'm sorry.
I'm healthy. I drink beer instead.
Mm, great.
By the way, the reaction from people that have told me, speaking of weight, and listen, God bless you if you don't care. Like, some people don't care.
About what?
Well, I had a physical. And the guy told me, I don't want to say my doc's name, he's a good friend. He said, Joe, you got to lose some weight. I said,
uh-huh.
I lost some. So you got to lose a lot more. And they bring out this thing on your size, and what you should weigh. And he goes, no, I'm not saying this is perfect.
The body fat clamp to get the percentage?
No, they just go like, hey, you're 6'4", you should weigh, which I don't know how you do that. Everybody's built differently. To say, hey, you're 6'4", you should weigh 200 or under. Or in this case, it was 205. I said, I haven't been 205 since I was a teenager. Like, 205? I had no shot to get to 205. Short of getting really sick. Like, it's not going to happen. He goes, well, this according to this thing, according to, like, I'm way overweight. And I don't know, man. I'm just warning all the older guys out there. When you go in for your physical and they ask you what you're eating and how you're doing, they
not
look at the numbers.
Not just older guys, by the way, man. No, they told me too. The only word you don't want to hear is the O word.
Yeah, but that's
obese.
That's the word I heard.
Obese is a tough one.
And
man.
I that's, look and yeah. I go, my mirror just doesn't say that to me.
That's a medical term, know, but you know what that means.
No, I know. And
is that a medical term, obese?
I don't know. It's a problem. So
as you hear that word and you start thinking like, can't even shop at normal stores, like you're living at the buffet.
You going, you know, there,
it's just such a harsh word.
He says to me, he says, you know, you may not need to take this super large blood pressure pill every day if you lose some weight. Because he goes, I know
really?
You. I know you exercise. I go, yeah, I exercise. And he said, the pill works because your blood pressure numbers are good. I go, well, that's good. He says, but, I mean, you got to lose weight. I said, but I lost a lot of weight.
Did you tell him that you went to the emergency room after eating a chili dog?
No, I didn't tell him. Okay. I don't tell him any of that stuff.
Okay.
I won't do that again. You ever go thinking, you know, it could be real serious, and you go to the emergency room, and you go... And they go, nothing's wrong. You just have really bad heartburn. And you just feel like a complete, like it's to the point. I looked at my wife. I go, because she met me down. I go, I said,
no,
please
really?
don't tell anybody, okay?
So, was she really concerned?
No, I don't think she was. I think she thought it was me overreacting to heartburn.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, she's like, you know, Drago, if you die, you die. Like,
No. It was just kind of like
cold, but
like we're walking out, and she goes, are you a little embarrassed? I said, I'm not embarrassed. I'm glad I'm okay, but, you know, the heartburn stuff is serious, man. You don't have it, so you don't understand. There's just nothing you can do about that.
Damn chili dog.
Chili dogs.
I'll get you.
Out of there. There are no chili dogs.
No dogs.
Most dogs I got to say no to, even if they look real good. I love eating hot dogs. I'll be the first to tell you. I'd love to throw down some dogs.
No, they're good.
But if the only dog that's nice to me is a Boar's Head hot dog. I know other hot dogs have got to be stomach friendly, heartburn friendly.
Well, so I think Boar's Head, you know, uses like better ingredients, I would think, than like the cheap stuff they have in the regular
I don't
hot
know,
dog
but
section. Because the Boar's Head hot dogs are in the deli area by like the Boar's Head meat.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't know that, obviously.
So I just tell everybody.
They're in like the deli section, yeah. But like the other hot dogs, you know, like the cheaper hot dogs are in the. But like, you know, good
I got
Nathan's
buddies my
dog,
age.
Man.
They can eat anything.
Like,
and
Nathan's, you can't do a Nathan's.
No,
dog? Like those are really good.
I mean, maybe, but the only thing, the ballpark dogs, I can't eat. And there's been days I am so hungry at the game, and I go, do I do it? And I go, no, I can't. I can't take that chance. But I will tell you, like, and I'm not doing anything for Boar's Head, but Boar's Head hot dogs work. Now, I gave up their spicy Boar's Head mustard, which is really good. Mm-hmm. I had to give that up. Caffeine and alcohol hate each other on empty stomach. Just hate each other. That's the other one.
Yeah, because, well, you're always drinking a bunch of coffee and That's water all morning long. That's why you have to destroy the bathrooms here after the show.
Why? I'm doing just fine. I'm not bothering anybody. Why would you say what my bathroom habits are around here? Why? You're such an idiot. Anyway, 305-567-0560. I don't know how we got into
Somebody did say those charts are a little dated, though, man. Like, this guy's like, I'm 6'2". That chart says I should be 170 to 175. Yeah, like, those things are stupid, man.
But then I see some guy out there, like, these guys that run and are on their bikes and these guys that are running every weekend in these marathons or half marathons or these.
Yeah, but those people aren't happy, though, bro. No one's happy if you got to eat healthy and exercise all day long. No, those people aren't happy.
They seem pretty happy.
Wouldn't you rather be like just, you know, like have a normal guy body and just be happy?
No. Because I think it's all tied in.
Are you
going to
be a marathon runner now? No, I'm not. Is that your next thing to tackle here?
Anyway.
I can't deal with you training for a marathon, bro. The fact that you've cut out carbs, you've been angry enough.
I know.
But I won't deal with you training for a marathon.
All right. Listen, we've got to go to break. 305-567-0560. Hey, man, don't overreact about last night. Don't come up with any conspiracy theories or anything else over the two free throws. Boy, there were some weird, weird numbers in that game last night. If I'd have told you the Heat are going to shoot two free throws, you're going, what? On the first possession? No, in the game. And then Max Strus is also in the books, 0 for 10 from the field, 9 of them from three-point land. All right, what do you got, Woody, for us?
All right, let's go. Well, let's do a giveaway here, man. You want to do a little quick giveaway?
Yeah, you got those Marlins tickets. Let's do it.
Yes, Marlins and Royals on June the 7th. We got a four-pack of tickets for you, so we can give those away here now. Joe, if you'd like, how about you want to go caller 5, Heat and 5?
You can do whatever you want. That's good. I know you tried to get catch. I could have said game 2. You could have said 2.
Caller 2 for game 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's Heat and 5, so.
All right, Heat and 5, so be our number 5 caller, our 5th caller this morning at 305-567-0560, and we'll get you a pair of we'll get you a 4-pack, excuse me. And Jeff Conine will come down. My man Jeff Conine, I haven't seen him. I got to call Jeff Conine. Hell, Jeff Conine ought to be running the team anyway. Hey, I want to talk to everybody out there. Putting the house up on the market, huh? Putting the house on the market. You've been talking about it, and you're starting to look around because the most important part of putting a house on the market is having the right agent that's involved to get it done for you, that has goals set and wants to help you achieve the numbers you want to get and can market your home because they have strong marketing because they're so big and they're so good at what they do. Hey, listen, I could talk about Howard Goldberg all day and all week, and he's that good. Anybody who sells more than 100 homes a year with a strong marketing team to help you get the most money possible in the shortest period of time is the guy I want that knows the South Florida market like nobody's business. And I tell people all the time, listen, you need to call Howard to sell your home. Easy and it's stress-free. Listen to this. When Kimberly sold her Fort Lauderdale home with Howard, she admitted she was very emotional during the process, but she said Howard was amazing. During the whole selling process, he made things easy and stress-free. He talked her through her anxiety and helped her with every step along the way, getting the home sold quickly for top dollar price of $550,000. Kimberly highly recommends Howard and his team, and you are getting the whole team. Listen, I can't say enough about Howard Goldberg. We're getting ready to sell our home. Howard Goldberg's going to sell my home for me, and he should be selling yours. If you want somebody that's successful, really good, and can get it done quickly at the price that you're going to be happy with, Connect with Howard Goldberg with RE/MAX Consultants Realty One today. Google Howard Goldberg RE/MAX. That's Howard Goldberg RE/MAX, 954-807-5573, and start packing this weekend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why are you reading it?
I mean, it pops up, bro. I don't know. This map sucks. Hard to read.
Let's get you literally are trying so hard. The problem is you can't frustrate the guy that's your boss because he doesn't listen to the show, so you're wasting your time by trying to be so bad.
I'm not trying to be bad, bro. I will get you a weather report, though. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Guess what, Joe? Thunderstorms are possible.
Shocking.
After 2 p.m.
That's the time.
That's about
that
right.
That 2 to 3, right? And, yep. And you look outside right now and you go, man.
Looks nice out right now, right?
Beautiful day in South Florida. And you realize, ha-ha. It's just a teaser for what's to come.
You getting out there today? A little.
Yeah, you got to get out and enjoy it before it gets nasty.
Are you still injured from tennis, or are you getting back out?
No, I don't know. I got a big decision to make on my tennis career here coming up. I'm always hurt.
Speaking of tennis, did you see? I don't know if you saw this yesterday. I'll just show you the picture. They're doing a pickleball tournament at what's the name of the ballpark the Giants play at? I don't know what it's called now.
Oh, I don't either. AT&T or Pac Bell.
It's one of those cell phone company parks. But anyway, the Giants in San Francisco, there's like a pickleball tour that's going on, and they actually built pickleball courts on the looks like in the outfield there.
Really?
So they took your ballpark, your sacred ballpark there, your childhood park, and have now turned it into a
pickleball. First of all, I'm a Candlestick Park guy. Born and raised Candlestick Park.
They knock it down and build that one?
Yeah. Well, the Candlestick Park's gone, yes.
The same spot?
No. They built it, the new park's right on the water down in a different part of water. So Candlestick was over on the water, too.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that your ballpark out there is being turned into a pickleball.
Then what am I going to do, man? I'm the first to tell you that I understand. I had all these people coming up to me to tell me they're playing now. And I go, it's great. I don't care. I don't mind you playing. Just don't throw it down my throat. I don't, it's fine if you want to play, play. I just, not a fan. Right now, I'm not a fan. Maybe
someday.
You
have a lot of stuff forced on you these days, it feels like, right?
What?
A lot of stuff's being forced on you right now, like pickleball,
no,
Formula One.
No, pickleball's the worst. You and the Formula One, I'm fine. But the pickleball, it's not just you. I wish it was just you busting
my
chops.
Well, I hope more people come up to you, you know, because the people that play pickleball are generally very kind. So I hope more people that come up to you.
That's a dumb comment because you're not always kind.
No, but like nobody wants to talk to tennis players because they're just generally unpleasant. So,
how do you decide that all – now you're stereotyping that every tennis guy
woman – I think the greatest analogy that we've seen in one of the texts is like if you made the comparison between skiers and snowboarders – like, skiers go around like they have a ski pole stuck up their ass. Snowboarders are kind of like, you know, they're loose. They're easy going.
So there are some uptight tennis players.
That's how tennis people are. Like, tennis players are very uptight, always, like, shushing people. Pickleball players are like, hey, come join the game. And they got a speaker out there playing music. We're having a nice time.
So you make a good point. There are some complete ass clowns at the tennis courts that complain about noise. Both men and women, when I warm up, and I've heard them like, Joe, we're having a match. I go, are you getting ready for Wimbledon? Or just your match that you play like every friggin' day?
You've gotten more – I have heard more stories of your altercations at the tennis courts than anywhere else you go.
There are a group of people that want things to be really quiet out there. I don't disagree with you. And there's another group that whine and bitch about every call – that is made, which is also very annoying. But there's a lot of good people out there that play tennis. There's a lot of good people. Not saying all of them.
I would say there's more bad than good, though, I think is.
And I don't know about the other sport. I know you guys are most annoying son of a bitches I've ever
all
seen.
All good. All good.
Nobody's more annoying good than pickleball people because you got to tell us about how great your sport is. Now I got a guy that's a tennis pro named Jose that's telling me he's ranked 35 in the world.
He probably is.
How can you rank?
Everyone,
I wanted to tell him, I know you never got 35 when you were a tennis pro.
Yeah, you do your own rankings. Someone says, when is the Joe Rose pickleball tournament?
I am going to work on it.
I'm going to work on it because, first of all, I'd like to see, maybe you could play Ira. I think would be a tremendous match.
By the way, Ira and his wife play.
Oh, he plays with his wife. That's not surprising. Do they wear matching outfits when they play?
Probably. He's got matching outfits with the wife, yes.
I know. I've seen it. Weird.
So anyway.
I, by the way, would like to play. You said Omar Kelly plays. And I just. Go ahead. Start taking shots at
Omar.
No, I think I could beat him in any sport, let alone pickleball, obviously.
Now you're the great athlete, huh?
Better than Omar.
You never played pickleball.
I've never played. I'm just right now. I'm feeling out different paddles to see which one is my go-to. But
you just come up with different stuff to try to annoy me and others.
No, I think the analogy is there. Like
I'm giving you credit.
Very unpleasant.
Some of them are,
and pickleball players are generally very welcoming.
People that are playing tennis that hear everything around them is a problem.
I've never been shushed at the pickleball court.
There must be some people that
are
annoying
in
that
sport,
too.
Is.
No, there's no way you're going to tell me pickleball doesn't have annoying players. There's no way. A lot of them have switched from tennis to pickleball, and they're pain in the ass, too.
We got, I mean, it's look, it's every walk of life. We got big guys that aren't wearing shirts out there. Like,
well, you got to wear a shirt. I can't speak for pickleball, but you got to wear a shirt for tennis.
Yeah. I mean, there were big guys out on the court. I mean, they were just no shirts, just sweating all
well,
over
that,
the place.
To be honest and fair, that sport allows the big guys to play because it's a lot smaller area, and I have no problem with that.
It's a very inclusive sport. We welcome all weights.
I will tell you this. If I find out Central Park, because they're going to add some pickleball courts. I see it's busy. If they add pickleball courts and they connect it to the tennis facility, that's it. I'm moving.
I assume that they will.
I'm moving.
Get that little noise of
the head pro named Dan over there caves in there, I would be really disappointed.
Some guy says, I'm surprised you aren't promoting tetherball. Tetherball used to rule, man. Remember that game back in the day? Did you have tetherball growing up?
Of course I did. That's all we had.
Tetherball ruled, man.
Yeah, we had that. We did. Yes.
All right, Joe, you want some doctor advice here? Joe, on your injury, ask your doctor about platelet-rich plasma, PRP, which promotes self-healing. I feel like that's something Lance Armstrong would do.
I am getting a treatment today at Nuceria Health.
What kind?
To help healing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
I am. Matter of fact, I've been doing it a little bit, trying to help some things, getting some oxygen in the blood to help me heal a little bit.
Okay.
I'm trying different things, Woody.
Great.
Nobody wants to get operated on, man.
That's
not at this point.
Rafa says, didn't pickleball get started by people who sucked at tennis?
I can't answer that.
This guy says, I wish I could shush you now. Pickleball players are the type of people who would wear a Joe Rose t-shirt. A tennis player would never have that type of outgoing personality.
They got that shot.
Have you discussed that, by the way? Like, be no. One hell of a giveaway for the show.
You done busting my chops today. Have you gotten enough in yet, Mr. Pickleball player? By the way,
get to Geltziler, he likes you. He won't.
You're the new president of pickleball down here. I forgot that.
I'm not the president.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just a supporter.
Brian Geltziler.
A supporter. It's a great sport.
Great.
I'm a supporter.
Great.
I got on the bandwagon.
I don't want to go late to Brian Geltziler, so you can make something up about pickleball.
9 out of 10 people are playing pickleball. 9 out of 10 Americans are playing pickleball. Did you see that?
Did you say 9 out of 10 losers are playing pickleball? I don't care if people play. Just don't. You don't have to go around telling everybody you got to play this sport. You got to stop playing tennis. You got to start playing this sport.
Nobody said you have to stop playing tennis.
No, I had a guy. That's how this whole started.
Oh, see, that I don't agree with. I think you should play what makes you happy, but I think you should at least give pickleball a try. Now, whether it's
this guy
Joe Rose.
This guy was 150% loser, too, the guy who was doing it. I guess he used to be a good tennis player.
Yeah.
And he's another guy.
By the way,
he's another one. He goes, you know, I'm ranked. I'm winning a lot of tournaments. I go, it's pickleball, bro.
How about the winner of your pickleball tournament will be ranked, too? You can put him in the ranking.
He'd be top 10 in South Florida?
Yeah.
All right. Might work, Woody. Might work. Hey, let's get going, man. We don't want to be late for Brian Geltziler, SiriusXM, NBA. Talk to him about the Heat game and some NBA news that's out there next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, they're fine. I mean, they're not going to get sick at sea. You know, if they're shooters, you're not always going to be able to make all the shots that you want. You know, then you have to find different ways to impact the game. Our game is not built just on the three-point ball. You know, that we've proven that time and time again. We can win games, we can win series, regardless of how the three's going. But we also have ignitable guys. You see a couple go through, that all of a sudden can become an avalanche. So one way or another, we got to find a way to get the job done.
Coach Spo last night didn't go the way we're kind of gotten spoiled. Getting that game one on the road did not happen last night. Brian Geltziler, SiriusXM NBA, joins us this morning. Geltzy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Hey, Geltzy, before we start, this is kind of crazy, but we're going through this pickleball thing down here. I'm not a pickleball fan. I like tennis. Are you playing pickleball?
I, you know, I haven't played in a while. I play it once in a while. I'm not a serious player.
Good.
I enjoy it when I do. It's okay exercise. But I know there's people that like pickleball as a way of life. That is far from how I live it, my man. Yeah. I'd much rather take a golf club and go play 18 holes.
There you go, Geltz. All right, we're good. We're good now. We can move on here.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Hey, so I do want to ask you about last night. We got spoiled on all this great three-point shooting. And last night, I thought the Heat had a bunch of good looks and just could not knock down shots. What were your thoughts on game one?
Well, first of all, I thought Miami played excellent defense in the second half. I think that single covering Jokic, rotating that with playing some zone, kept Denver off rhythm. I'm a big proponent here of single covering Jokic and worrying about the rest of the guys. Because as great as Jokic was last night, he had dominated the game through three quarters and had taken a total of five shots. Everybody else is killing you. And Jamal Murray is going to get his. He's too damn good at getting to those spots 12 and 15 feet away from the hoop and is excellent at hitting contested shots from there. He's going to get his. But where I thought Miami lost the game defensively, especially in the first half, like Gordon getting 12 in the first quarter, you have to adjust off of those off-ball switches that Denver kept exploiting to get Gordon down low, stealing Vincent. And Vincent's a really good defensive player, but that's 6'9 against 6'2. You got troubles there. Bruce Brown having 10 points in 20 minutes. There was one play in the first half where they did a really good job single covering Jokic in with about 3 seconds left in the shot clock. Haywood Highsmith inexplicably leaves Bruce Brown on the weak side to run for a double to Jokic. He's going to get the Jokic to double him in time till that passes in Brown's hands for an open three. You know, Porter, 14 points, even not shooting well on 16 shots. You know, you get those kinds of contributions from those guys. Denver's very hard to beat. So I thought the defense in the second half is much better for Miami. As far as the open threes are concerned, they are going to shoot the ball better. But I will also say that Spo needs to have some other spots to go to and units to use when guys really aren't shooting well. I mean, you look at the numbers last night, Joe, and you ended up from three-point land between Martin, Bruce, and Robinson. You were 2 of 16 from 3. Yeah. That means everybody else was 11 of 23. Now, you cannot take Martin out of the lineup because you just need him defensively to spend time on Jamal Murray. You can't take him out of the lineup. Duncan Robinson, at least when you're playing the zone, gives you a little bit of size. The guy you wonder if it doesn't turn around soon because he struggled defensively at the end of the Boston series is Max Strus. Max Strus has been hitting shots. You may have to go to another option. One thing I thought was very interesting in the fourth quarter of that game, I didn't think Spo was going to go to it a lot because of Denver's size, but he went to the Lowry-Vincent backcourt together. And Denver seems to have their hands full a little bit with that smaller lineup. I would look to see that a lot more here in the first half of game two.
So I want to ask you about the other guy that either going to come back, it sounds like, in game two or maybe back home in game three. How do you treat this Tyler Hero thing coming off? He's been out. He's got to have a little bit of rust. He hasn't played in a game for a while. But you know how good he is when he, as far as creating a shot, and when he's on. What do you do with the Tyler Hero thing? How do you fit him back in?
Well, the worry with Tyler Hero is obviously the conditioning side. And then the second part of it is you know, he's not a good defensive player, Joe.
No.
And in this series, I don't know how many not good defensive players that he can afford to have on the floor. Here's my point. I don't think Hero has an enormous impact because whose minutes is Hero going to take in this series? He's going to take Duncan Robinson's minutes because ultimately you're not going to have a situation where Spo's got the two of them on the floor together. Heck, Spo has passed, you know, last night, passed on having Kevin Love and Duncan Robinson right on the floor together. And they could have used Love shooting last night. So when Hero comes back, that's the minutes he's going to take. And yes, maybe he shoots it better than Robinson does, but I think that Hero's impact in this series and what he can do is being largely overplayed by media guys like us. I don't know that it's going to be this huge impact that he comes back and all of a sudden takes over the playmaking responsibility that he has and gets his own shot. I think it's going to take him time to get his legs underneath him here. He hasn't played since early in the first round. So I wouldn't look to that as being something that's going to be a big solution here for the Heat in this series.
The other one is, listen, Jimmy Butler can't have 13 points ever, especially against this group. What do you think of Jimmy Butler, 6 for 14 for 13 points last night?
I can't believe he didn't get to the free throw line. That's the part. Listen, you don't obviously don't want 13 points, showing 14 shots. Butler has to be more efficient. I can't believe he didn't have a free throw attempt. And the thing that bothered me about Butler, and we saw a little bit of it in Game 6 and Game 7 of the Boston series when Robert Williams would end up switched on to him, where Butler didn't really want to go to the basket hard and draw the contact in the way that we've become used to seeing him. And then he, last night, between Aaron Gordon and Jokic, I mean, Jokic is a good defensive player. He's not a horrible defensive player that people want to make him out to be, but he's far from a great defensive player. Jeez, Jimmy, go take it into his chest. I mean, yeah. And see if he can get to the free throw line. You get a shot block, you get a shot block. So be it, but keep doing it that way. You'll get plenty of free throw attempts. Yeah, Butler not getting to the free throw line, and the Heat, by the way, that last night, only two free throw attempts for the Miami Heat, both by Hayward Highsmith. That is a NBA playoff record for the least amount of free throw attempts for a team. Okay, and you just can't have that. And I will tell you, that is on Jimmy Butler. Butler has to set the tone there. And I think you'll see a very – we heard him at the end of the game. He also talked about, which I thought was interesting, is that while they're taking these shots, these perimeter shots, they feel like the right shots in the framework of the offense. But then he realized after the game and looking at a stat sheet and when he goes back and watches film – that there was others that he should have been taking instead and going to the basket and playing a more physical style of play. I mean, in your best weapon against Jokic is try to get him in foul trouble, go at him. And Jimmy's got to do a heck of a lot more of that. But, Butler, if Butler doesn't get to the free throw line, Miami's going to be out of this series soon. It's probably even beyond the missed threes by Strus and Robinson and Martin. Butler not getting to the free throw line was the most alarming thing I saw for Miami last night.
That's an interesting one. You're right, though. 2 for 2 in a game is just not going to cut it. So Gelsey, some other NBA news here. Were you surprised? We've talked about this before. Celtics coming out saying we're keeping Joe Mazzulla. Did that surprise you, or did you see that coming, that they're going to work with him and winning 3 in a row maybe saved his job against the Heat, or he was safe anyway?
I had been told right after they were eliminated that there was a 0% chance that Brad Stevens was going to fire Joe Mazzulla. Stevens loves him. And the thing with a coach like Mazzulla is Brad Stevens gets some input from upstairs. And I think that when you get team presidents that have that, they don't want to let it go. So I think that's a reason. The other thing is, I think we're going to have to watch this in the offseason for the Celtics. They don't want to spend money. And I can't make it clear enough, Joe. He had 4 assistant coaches on his coaching staff. Look at other coaches. They have 6, 7, 8 guys. Okay, they didn't replace guys that left, and Mazzulla comes cheap. Let's face it. So I think they're gonna live and die with him with the growing pains. But all of these types of things, the lack of willingness to surround him with enough assistant coaches and appropriate assistant coaches with experience, the fact that they have this title-ready team, they're not willing to invest in a coach with this title-ready team, that a guy that's been there before knows what he's doing and can take a team deep. All of those things make it a little bit alarming. And I say, if I'm them, I pay Jaylen Brown. I know there's a lot of clamor off the way he played the end of the Miami series to not pay Jaylen Brown. I would pay Jaylen Brown, Joe. But I'm not sure that they're going to. The move I would have made would replace Mazzulla and keep Brown, and I think we actually may end up seeing the opposite.
Wow. Oh, man, it's hard to imagine. You get a guy that good, and you're right, he wasn't very good against the Heat, not giving that guy super max. And I don't know if Jaylen Brown wants to be here. Do we know, does Jaylen Brown want his own team, or is he happy with Tatum and the gang?
I think he's fine with Tatum and that group, and Kim and Tatum really have a nice relationship. And it wasn't always like that, but there's a deep connection between those two guys. And I think Jaylen Brown would be great to stay there. The thing is, for Jaylen Brown, he's a second-team All-NBA guy and wants to be paid like it.
Yes.
Do you blame him?
No.
I don't, Joe, right?
Me neither.
Okay?
No.
So if you're not going to step up as an organization and see my value financially in what I do for this team, yeah, then send me some to somebody that will. And I think that's going to be Brown's thing. I don't think for Brown it's ever going to be about his own team. I think he's a player that desperately wants to win. He's a really, really smart, intelligent guy. He's also a little bit sensitive. So I think that plays into some of this too. And I think they're going to have to make him feel like they want him. And the way to do that is very simple, is to offer him the supermax that he's entitled to. If they don't want to do that, or they hem and haw a little bit, and Brown doesn't feel like they have confidence in him, Brown's going to turn around and say, listen, send me somewhere where a team will pay me the money that I feel like I have justly earned, and let me go there, and you guys do what you got to do. And I think that's kind of where the stare down is going to come. Listen, Boston, the Celtics ownership group and spending money is a very, very big subplot here to watch as we enter into this offseason. And it's not off to a good start with them, with the thought that they were very, very quick to retain Joe Mazzulla, who's on a pretty cheap extension.
Yeah. Gelty, I want to ask you about James Harden. There's so many different parts of this. The 76ers sound like they want to keep him, but how much money do you pay him? And how do you feel about James Harden giving him a 3 or 4 year contract at this point? We've seen a real good James Harden, and we've seen a guy on certain nights is can't find the rim. What are your thoughts on where James Harden ends up?
Well, all right, so let me start with this, okay? I think the Sixers, unfortunately, because of the deal they made to bring Harden in, because of their salary situation, are essentially pot committed on James Harden. And Daryl Morey has shown us over time a willingness to give guys big contracts and not worry about the back end of those contracts. And I think we may see a situation like that, because let's face it, if you sign Harden to a 4-year deal and it doesn't pan out in the next two, Embiid may very well ask out also. You're going to have to blow the whole thing up anyway. So I think that you're going to see the Sixers make a very meaningful financial offer to try to keep James Harden. And as much as when the Sixers season ended, all we heard was Houston, 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 and I was also told that James has got his eye on Phoenix as well, I think a meaningful 4-year deal would be the type of thing that could keep James Harden in Philadelphia in a winning situation. You know, Nick Nurse was brought in there to continue what they're willing to do. And if the Nurse hire is any kind of sign for what they're going to do with Harden, I think it would indicate they believe they're title ready right now. The guy to watch in Philadelphia that I think they're going to try to make a significant deal with is they're going to try to use Tobias Harris's big expiring contract, sprinkle some picks in, maybe, you know, any young, decent guy that they have, not named Tyrese Maxey, which there are many, but I think they may try to do something there to bring in another high-priced player to play a long Harden in Embiid. But I would be surprised at this point if they don't make a big offer to Harden.
All right, Gelty, I'll leave you with this one. All right, so game one is done. How do you feel about the Heat? If they shoot better, or is there still a good chance for them to win this series, or is the talent of Denver just too much?
Listen, I picked the Heat in game 7 of the Boston series, Joe. And my reasoning was that every time I think this Heat group is dead, they climb out of the coffin and grab me by the neck to remind me that they're not. So when I look at the Heat going into a game, to understand something about the Heat going into last night, they played a very emotional game 7 on Monday night. They never even came home. They flew directly to Denver and started to prepare for this game. You're not always used to the thin air. The Nuggets are. You know, that's always a factor. They now have 2 days to get accustomed to being in Denver, to rest, to go watch film. And the Heat, you know, they don't let their guys out on the road. They're sequestered. That's the way they operate. So I would be surprised if we don't see an enormous effort from Miami on Sunday night with some wrinkles and some changes, a little bit more zone. We'll see the Larry Vincent lineup more than work. And I think you're going to see Eric Spoelstra mix some stuff up. I wouldn't be surprised to see them play Kevin Love over Cody Zeller, get a little bit of shooting on the floor with the thought that he just gives you some more fouls to bang on Jokic. I think you may see some of that, because what you may see here is Love spending some time on Jokic and Bam Adebayo playing off the ball, you know, on a guy like Gordon and being able to come and help on Jokic. I think you'll see some of that, and they'll be very careful about who they leave open in these spots. But I kind of think that's the way all this is going to go. I think Miami could get game 2. I picked Denver in 7 at the beginning of the series. There's nothing I saw last night that doesn't make me believe that we can be in for a very long series here.
Gelty, great having you, man. Appreciate you finding time on short sleep there to join us this morning. You take care. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Joe. It is always my pleasure, my friend. Take care.
Great having you. Brian Gelty, SiriusXM NBA, joining us this morning. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Florio is going to join us, get caught up on a little bit on the June deals that could be happening with Dalvin Cook. We'll talk about that. Jimmy Garoppolo, his injury as well. There's a lot of stuff going on here in June in the NFL, so we'll have that for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, though, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second here. Listen, I hope you have time this weekend if you're starting to look around to spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I've been talking a lot about the SUV family, the big, comfortable, brand-new looking, more space Tahoes and Suburbans. Man, they're beautiful. They really are. It's so much space to really have a great summer vacation for you and your family, whether you're going down to the Keys or shooting up into the mountains in Carolina. And the Traverse, a midsize SUV, but it feels like a big boy. Man, does that midsize SUV have a lot of space. And then the Trailblazers, the Blazer and Equinox are smaller SUVs, so much style and substance. The reason we bought my daughter a Trailblazer, and I own a Tahoe. Man, I love the products, and I know you will too. And then right over to Silverado Trucks. Are you kidding me? Strong, durable Silverado trucks with a lot of different styles to get exactly what you need for your lifestyle. We've got full-time working trucks, family trucks, combo trucks. We got them. Hey, this weekend, if you get a little time, find out for yourself why South Florida Chevy dealers are calling these the best overall products they've ever had. We think you'll agree. Stop by, take some test drives, and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.